I wanted to say just two words about kirtan. Most of us are not in a regular situation where we have regular kirtans. And those of us who have regular kirtans do not have the advantage of being together with so many devotees. And even if we are together with so many devotees, it is hard to find a time where the devotees together as a group desire to obtain mercy. So when a devotee is in the mood that he wishes to obtain mercy, the best of his spiritual qualities shine brightly forth. When the devotee is not so much aware and not so much desiring mercy, his qualities are there, but they may be covered with different other thoughts. So we really are in an ideal situation. And when devotees come together in such an ideal setting, they will have one business. They will chant about Krishna and glorify him. Now, when we enter into a kirtan, initially we may be a little self-conscious. Oh, I'm dancing, or what will the others think when I'm dancing? Maybe I'm drawing too much attention on my own self and so on. We are a little self-conscious, and therefore we do not always feel so inclined to really chant very loud and dance very graciously and enthusiastically. This should not be a reason to hamper us. We should think, I will glorify Lord Krishna or Lord Nityananda with all I have. And if you just can bring your attention from the self-centeredness, which is natural. I mean, self-centeredness may be a word which is too strong here. I would say self-conscious. You know, when we enter into a group of many people, we need to be a little self-conscious. I mean, do I say the right things, and do I act properly? What do they do here? When do they bow down? Or you know, what is the style here? Yes, we are a little bit conscious about how we move. But when we go into the kirtan, we can actually practice here to be Krishna conscious, to be more aware of Krishna and his glorification. So please, for a kirtan, this is extremely easy. You just have to bring your thoughts from the many things which are there. Even you may have personal projects or personal challenges in your life. You just withdraw your consciousness as much as possible. Again, I want to say as much as possible. And then focus it on the holy name and the glorification of Lord Krishna. And if you do so, you will immediately feel, you will forget a little bit this self-consciousness or self-awareness, and you will actually think Krishna is wonderful. It will naturally be there. It is not something artificial any longer. It will be naturally with you. Oh, Krishna is so nice. Krishna is so milosti. Milosti means, I believe, merciful. And you think like this, and then you feel naturally inclined to dance from the spiritual platform. You are starting to melt a little in the kirtan, but you are still middle cold. You're no longer ice cold, but you are not yet fully there where you can be. So please work more on this, because we need this during the Abhishek. We need to sing for the Lord. It's very important. Hare Krishna. So we will now have... I'm personally totally inspired to give this class. I've prepared myself a little bit. And so what do we do now? Jaya Radha Madhava. Good. So Hare Krishna, we will... because today is a festival day, we will have... Srila Prabhupada opening the day, but not with a regular shloka, but with a song. And you can, because it's festival, it means singing, dancing, being happy, celebrating. You can follow along the song. We will not sing it, we will just hear it, but you can follow it on your song sheet. It's called Nitai Pada Kamala, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And if you have further listened with an ear which wants to find out the nuances, the fineness of spirituality, you might have noticed how Prabhupada's voice, which is already in the song, extremely devotional, gets more intense. Heno Nitai Bina Bhai. What does Heno Nitai Bina Bhai Radha Krishna Paitanai mean? We will read the translation. Without the mercy of Sri Nityananda, Heno means without. Without the mercy of Sri Nityananda, nobody can get Radha and Krishna, the aim of human life. Then a strong encouragement. Therefore, because you need him to attain your aim, therefore catch hold of the two lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu very tightly. I would like to talk about this refrain, Heno Nitai Bina Bhai, a little bit. By reading you a little bit of from an essay of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where it becomes very clear why we require Lord Nityananda. Because I feel very often the position of Lord Nityananda needs to be more understood in our lives. The reason is that, let us start simply. Krishna is the source of all forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is engaged in his divine leela or pastime in the spiritual world. Krishna cares about the souls who are here in this material world. But he, in his Svarupa Shakti, in his Svarup, his original form, is very busy to enjoy loving pastimes and loving reciprocations with those souls who live in full Sharanagati, in full surrender with him. These are his eternal associates, and the ever increasing group of souls who join from this forlorn material world into the circle of his associates. So Krishna, being fully occupied, if you so wish, thinks what he should do in order to get the other conditioned souls into his inner circle, so to say. And in order to get them, he draws what we could call ontologically an outer circle, which extends very far and reaches also to all of us in this material world. If you are meeting the outer circle of Krishna's arrangement, and you surrender to this outer circle and the message of the outer circle, you will feel a gravitational force acting upon you, which will pull you into the inner circle of Lord Krishna's confidential or personal pastimes with his beloved devotees. So the outer circle, which
is a more, you could say, extensive, der sich also weiter ausbreitet. Then the inner circle comes and contacts us here in the material world. And this outer circle is drawn by the spiritual master, by the Satguru, means eternal spiritual master. I would like to remind you here that the spiritual master is a specific person for you, but he is also more than that person. He is what you could call the Guru Tattva, a certain truth, if you so wish, which is working within all the individual spiritual masters. This truth is no one else than Krishna's direct expansion, which moves in all the gurus of the ancient times and of the spiritual masters like Srila Prabhupada. This explains the attractiveness of Srila Prabhupada to conditioned souls of this material world, because he is clearly not an ordinary personality, although he may represent himself as very human. There is a divine principle active, the Sadguru or Lord Balaram or Nityananda. Let me summarize here. Krishna is engaged in his divine pastimes, in his inner circle, and he sends his expansion, Balaram, to help the conditioned souls. He first does so by Balaram becomes Mahavishnu and expands the whole material world. And then Balaram becomes is the Guru Tattva. The Satguru means the eternal guru who works within surrendered souls who do the service, and in this way reclaim the fallen conditioned soul. Now this Balaram expands further into Lord Nityananda. And you must know here that this further expansion of Lord Balaram, Nityananda, has a very specific and unique role to play, which we will study a little. Please don't become frustrated if this sounds a little bit too philosophical for you early in the morning. We will soon be through, but please give me your attention. It's very important so that you understand Lord Nityananda, that you listen very carefully about this tattva. Even though you may not study philosophy very much in detail, now you can do it. You will do it. It's not difficult. So it continues. Now we will go, because now it will get a little difficult, admittingly. We will enter into a great philosopher's mind, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who will talk about these principles in his very aristocratic language. Please feel challenged, and please meet the challenge which stands before you. Do you have ability to concentrate on high philosophy? This is the challenge. Challenge yourself. Give it all you got. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the source of the power of the Satguru. He is the servant of Sri Chaitanya. He is the divinity himself, means he is God himself, in the form of his servant. So God has a servant, that's Balaram, and what does he do? Well, it is through him that the Supreme Lord manifests himself to the souls of men. Listen to this now very carefully. There cannot be any direct revelation of the nature of the Supreme Lord to the spiritual consciousness of the individual soul. You know, how can you expect the ocean to fit into your little bottle, into your consciousness. This cannot happen. The individual soul is too small to be able to comprehend the nature of the divinity, the nature of God. He has to be helped by Godhead himself in order to be enabled to understand the divine nature. And this function of God is performed by Lord Nityananda and is known as the power of the Satguru. Let us summarize here. We are too small to understand God and to capture him, but by God's help, it is possible. How does God help us? Well, he expands as Balaram and further as Nityananda and works through the spiritual master to attract us. I prefer here to speak about Srila Prabhupada, who's all of our spiritual master, and not of the Samasti gurus, the collective gurus which we have. This devotee has this guru, that devotee has this guru, and one devotee will think, I don't know about accepting a modern guru. I stick with Srila Prabhupada. So we all have Prabhupada in common, and I would like to talk now about him, not the collective gurus. There is a power invested in such a soul as Srila Prabhupada, which explains his speciality. Now, we will go a little bit further. You will now need 2 more minutes. Please concentrate. Now Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur will talk about this inner circle and this outer circle. There is a guru of the outer circle and there is a guru of the inner circle. Can any one of you imagine who could be the guru of the inner circle of souls? Sharanandi. Radharani. I knew that Sadanandi would know because she sits a lot in the dust of Vrindavan, and by the power of the dust, some spiritual understanding can easily come. So here, we hear, Balaram, or let us say Nityananda is especially active in the outer circle where he captures conditioned souls. And Srimati Radharani is especially active in the inner circle. That's why if we approach Lord Krishna, we go through Radharani. We say Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopinath, Radha Damoda, Radha Govinda, and so on. So I will read to you now directly. Please again, do not run away from the challenge which is before you. Meet it. Stay focused. And you will get a divine revelation. But Nityananda does not directly instruct in the confidential service of Krishna. Srimati Radhika is a guru of the inner circle of the servants of Krishna. Srimati, however, it's now very important, accepts the offer of service of only those souls who are specially favored by Nityananda and are considered by him to be fit for her service. There is therefore a most intimate relationship between the function of Nityananda and that of Srimati. Srimati means Srimati Radharani, which is at once supplementary and inclusive of the former. So let us summarize. It is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and ultimately by the mercy of the spiritual master that we will get a recommendation to enter into this inner circle of direct service to the divine couple Shishirada and Krishna. Lord Nityananda is very important. He is, so to say, the Kanalarbeiter who comes into the world. I intentionally said this word in German so that it is not in the international world. What could be the Kanalarbeiter? I know those in the MP3 world will now try to learn German. You won't find it in your dictionary. And there's a good reason why this is so. You will have to come to Germany and speak with the devotees here to find out what is a Kanalarbeiter. What I want to say is, he goes and he performs the work of even approaching the most fallen, the most wretched, the very unconcentrated Kali Yuglings, and brings them up and moves them on. And therefore, there are unlimited songs to Lord Nityananda as being the special mercy ambassador of the spiritual world. There is a very nice prayer to Lord Nityananda, which is very nice. It's not on your pieces of paper. So, O mind, please chant the name of Nityananda. O mind, please chant the name of Nityananda. Let us do this, because otherwise we might not understand the rest of the song if we don't follow the first instruction. O my mind, please chant the name of Nityananda. You'll never get such a merciful Lord again. Keep him within the lotus of your heart. His sweet pastimes of chanting and dancing are simply wonderful. He is the most merciful avatar. He distributed his hidden treasure to everyone. He thus delivered the three worlds. The touchstone's qualities of turning iron into gold seems insignificant to me. But many persons glorify the qualities of Nitai Chaitanya. They made jewels in every house. I know Prabhupada would sometimes look out towards the devotees and he would say, you are all jewels. And he would then turn in his mind to Gaur Nitai, to Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda. And he would say, by the mercy of Nitai Gaur, you are all what you are. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur here says, the touchstone sometimes makes iron into gold, but he's nothing in comparison to Lord Nityananda, who makes devotees. They, and Nitai Chaitanya, they made jewels in every house. I happily do Harinam Shankirtan. I roll on the ground in ecstatic prema. Vrindavan Das says, I desire their lotus feet since I am most unfortunate. Hare Krishna. So I would like to sing with you or go with you today to an example of Nityananda's mercy. And I feel if we understand this example of Lord Nityananda's mercy, it will be possible for us to make the connection. Our spiritual light is very, at least mine, is very small. But if I can connect my little bulb with the powerhouse, it will be very bright. And there will be no blowout, because there is mercy, who keeps, who protects, which protects us. So in the same way, I think we all can understand in our lives, if it just would be possible for us to connect with a source of unlimited spiritual power, our lives would change. Our Vishakha has yesterday asked us a question where she took the role of an ordinary devotee. She's not, she's extraordinary. But just to make us think, she has asked the question. She said, I know what I should do. I know, and I want to do it, but I seem to not be able to move out of the practice of mechanical devotional service and come to the platform where I'm inspired and very enthusiastic and active. I think this is a good question. Have we not all at times in our lives, when we had our honest 5 minutes, or when things didn't work out the way we planned them to work out, or when we met a superior devotee whose qualities had enchanted us and charmed us, and we felt, oh, I still have a long way to go. Ooh. Have we not all felt at times, if there would be a magical formula in Krishna consciousness, which is, would just make the impossible possible. I would take this formula. I doubt that everyone would take the formula, but everyone says like this, that they would take that formula. This is another point, which will come in the end of the lecture. But let us for now make it simple. Wouldn't you all like to be connected with a source of divine inspiration which can inspire and uplift your life so that you will once and for all say with full conviction, chant Hare Krishna and be happy? Huh? Wouldn't that be very good? Jai Gopal. It would be very good. True. This, according to the instructions of the previous acharyas, is possible if you take full shelter at Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Now, there is one prayer, a traditional prayer, which is chanted at Nityananda's appearance day, which it says, when you chant this, I want to read this to you, what happens to you. Whoever reads and recites with firm faith this prayer, this Sri, it's called Nityanandashtakam, will have the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu soon revealed to him. So let us chant these prayers now, and then soon these lotus feet should be in your heart. I would like to do it like this today, that I will chant one time alone the first text. I will not chant this first text with you together, but I will be alone in this, so as to make you familiar with the melody. And then we will again chant the first text together and go through the other 8 texts with a nice melody and nice. So maybe we can have our musical group helping us. Please, if you do not have a piece of paper, there is no harm. We have seen that about 10 people can look in one piece of paper if they are eager and inspired. It is not problematic. You can lean over the shoulder of your neighbor. He won't mind it. It's Nityananda's appearance day. Anyways, already a little bit unusual after such nice kirtans, so no harm. You have the 8 prayers glorifying Lord Nityananda by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we start with text 1 alone, and then we chant the rest of the, then we chant the whole prayer together. We would like to read a few verses from this song. Please, Ajash, will you give me this sheet? The first verse. See, Nityananda Prabhu's face is more beautiful and cooling than the autumnal moon. Prabhupada, he once spoke about this effect of experiencing coolness. I do not know that if this example is easily to be understood in the West, but in India it can become so gemeinheiß, so really badly hot, that you are just aspiring to have the moon shine, which is cooling and makes you very nice. So in the material world, we require some relief, and this comes by the beautiful smiling face of Lord Nityananda. The effulgence coming out from his body is supremely beautiful. It is described how Lord Nityananda walks. Have you ever seen an elephant walking? Have you ever sat on an elephant walking? Not many of you. In order to really understand how an elephant walks, you have to sit down on it. It is very, very advantageous, adventurous. Some of you who are not accustomed to the ocean might after some time go like... But those who are a little adventurous by their nature like to sit on elephants. A best place on an elephant is on his neck, because there it only moves a little bit. The further you sit in the back, it's quite something, because the elephant really moves. So who moves like this in this world? A person who is drunken. Have you ever been drunken? Jai Gopalji, you can explain everything to us. I remember, I needed 10 meters left and right in order to walk. Krishna, Krishna. It was only one time, but that was intense. Krishna. Oh, now you know who is sitting before you. I swear it was only one time. It was exactly when I was 7 years old. I never forget this. It was a whole bottle, and what it was I will not describe on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. But it was extremely strong. And I wanted to run, and that's why it was not always possible. There was some rolling on the ground as well. So there is what is called a divyanmada, a divine state of intoxication with prema or with love. And by this influence of the divine shakti, by this, Lord Nityananda would always move about, but he would not look like a drunken person. How he looked is described here. He always moves like a mad elephant. In other words, he had speed. He fast, since he is always intoxicated with Krishna Prema. He is always mad after Krishna Prema. But now you should not make the mistake to think of anything material. His body is completely pure spiritual energy. He always has a smiling face. His eyes are very fickle, moving to and fro. And his lotus hand always holds a glowing staff. Staff means like a stick. I heard once that this is made from iron. Yes, it says that is Sri Nityananda, who is taking his staff and beats off the mad influence of the age of Kali. No Kali can stand in the face of Lord Nityananda's influence. We should take shelter of Sri Nityananda and cry for the mercy of Sri Nityananda. He is the root of Krishna Prema. Bhakti Kalpataru, the root of the tree of loving devotion unto Krishna. If you want to have a tree, you need to start from the root. That's why you place the tree. When you have a new tree, you don't put him in the air, you put him in the ground. So if you wish to have Krishna Prema, or love of Krishna, you must start with the root. You must start with Lord Nityananda. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of the Krishna Bhakti Briksha. Hare Krishna. It is described that Lord Nityananda often has confidential discussions with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when that they meet together and have what you would say a strategy plan together. And Lord Nityananda usually asks Chaitanya Mahaprabhu this question, "Brother," and he starts to smile. And he said, "What can we do for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga?" He used to meet Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to meet for discussions in Shantipur at the place of Advaita Acharya, called Advaita Bhavan. Who has visited this beautiful temple? Oh, this is some. Yudhishthira Prabhu has visited, and we have visited together, I believe, and we have distributed on Madhavendra Pur's disappearance day. And this is how maybe some of you who don't recognize immediately the place. This is where on Madhavendra Pur's disappearance day, we feed like 40 or 50,000 Dhamvasis, people of the Holy Dham, to please him. Here would be the strategy planning, and from this place I would like to tell you a story so that you can understand Lord Nityananda. The story comes from the pujari of this place, where in Bengal they say Teen Prabhus, the three Prabhus met. Who are the Teen Prabhus? Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. They used to discuss, and this pujari told the following stories. "In my early day, when I was very young," he said, "I saw that once in a while, maybe every 2 weeks or 1 month, one very aristocratically looking Bengali gentleman came. He was very often cleanly shaved, sometimes not, and he would pay his obeisances in the temple, but then move on in the back court of that temple, and he would sit at a certain spot and chant the holy name with intense emotion, and he would cry while he was chanting. Something was moving him. I saw him coming like this for several years, many years, and then he stopped coming, and I never talked with him because he was so moved and he cried so much. He did such a first-class bhajan, first-class chanting. Then later, he did not come. But then after many years, when I was older, then I saw one sannyasi coming. He came only for 3 days. And on the third day, I could speak with him. He paid his obeisances before the deities and then quickly moved back into the back court of the temple. And he sat down and he chanted with intense emotion. He cried very much and he prayed. And he sat on the same spot where the Grihastha had sat before. I didn't want to disturb him. But on the third day, I could not contain myself. I could not restrict myself and hold myself back. So I went to him, and I asked him, I waited until he was finished with his bhajans, and he came out from the court, and when he was on his way out of the temple, temple property, you know, the gate. And I came to him and said, I'm very sorry. I see you are very moved and you are engaged in your bhajan. I don't want to disturb you, but did you come in your previous ashram and chant? Are you the same person whom I saw as this aristocratic gentleman? And the pujari said, the sannyasi nodded, said yes. And may I know more? Now you are here and you are also moved. Yes, the sannyasi said. I got this impossible order by my spiritual master to go to the Western world and spread Krishna consciousness, and I do not know how to do it. It can only be possible if I'm empowered by Nithananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Advaita Chandra Prabhu. He said it differently. It can only happen if I'm empowered by the teen Prabhus. Teen means three. I looked at him. You want to go to the West? But they are Westerners. Don't go to the West. It is not safe there. The sannyasi said, tomorrow I will go. Then the pujari said, I was gradually growing old. I was sometimes thinking of this sannyasi. Then Westerners started to come to the mandir here. But I didn't make any relationship. I'm Westerners. But I noticed they are very sincere also. And one day, I don't know English. This is all in Bengali. He speaks in Bengali. One day, I approached very shyly this Westerner and said, Guru Maharaj, you know, meaning, what is your Guru Maharaj? How would we say this in Bengali? We have our Ujjal from Bangladesh. Who is your Guru Maharaj? How would we say this? Ke Abne Guru Maharaj. Ke Abne Guru Maharaj? Yes. The Westerner didn't know Bengali. But he had some magazine, and he opened the magazine and showed me a picture of your spiritual master, of your Srila Prabhupada. So I knew at that time that yes, the three Prabhus had empowered your Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the impossible mission of his own spiritual master. This is the story from Advaita Bhavan. How do you like this story? It's moving, isn't it? It is a very moving. We can actually see also in this story that what we have heard earlier, that is the divine potency of Lord Balaram and Nityananda moving Srila Prabhupada. I have heard that he is born in a family connected with Lord Nityananda, but I will do more research on this to make a definite statement. I would like to now end my class by telling you the prime example of Lord Nityananda's mercy moving. I believe that example which we have just now heard is very telling for us, because after all, when we hear someone is saved, we don't care so much until we hear, oh, you are saved. Oh, me? Yeah, good. And so on. Here's the outcome. It's still in the Nityananda Ashtakam of this discussion. Lord Nityananda goes to every doorstep, this is text 5, and requests everyone with folded hands, oh, my dear brothers, all of you engage yourself in the chanting of Harinam. If you do this and follow my instruction, I promise that you will very easily cross over this dreadful ocean of material existence. The last line, please say with me. I repeat, when I say, I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda. The very root of the Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. That means the wish-fulfilling tree which gives you Krishna Bhakti. Vriksha means a wish-fulfilling tree. So this is the result of the discussion. Lord Nityananda goes to every doorstep. This he does in several ways. He would, physically knock at the doors of people. They would open. What do you want? Nityananda Prabhu would just smile. So infectiously, so ansteckend. You just say one time, Gauranga. I cannot say Gauranga. You have said already! And Lord Nityananda would roll on the ground in transcendental heaviness. He would go even to those who were a little stubborn in spiritual advancement. He is very merciful. Yes. There is a song to this effect that Lord... there are so many songs. And it says, he never gets angry. Lord Nityananda Rai never gets angry. He's always in ecstasy, supreme bliss. He has no false ego. He wanders to every town and village chanting Hare Krishna. And how he does so in old times, I want to describe, and how he does so in modern times, I also want to describe. You all know the story of Jagai and Madai. Please raise your hand if you do not know this story. So you are clearly in the minority. It doesn't matter. You can ask the others. They will tell you the story with great happiness. It's today the day for this story. But we have little time, and I will go to the aftermath, what happened afterwards. Jagai and Madai were the most fallen souls which you can imagine. I mean, Keith Richard, or this is not a modern fallen soul, but who is a modern fallen soul? Johnny Rotten. Sounds like a fallen soul, isn't it? There is such a person like Johnny Rotten. Jagannath Prabhu can tell you the secrets of Johnny Rotten. And Syamachandra most probably also. Yes, here are two acharyas on fallen souls. He's nothing. He is a pious church boy in comparison to Jagai and Madai, who did every considerable crime, including beating Lord Nityananda when he wanted to help them and uplift them. Afterwards, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, they were redeemed or saved by Lord Nityananda and became great devotees. The name was Madhavananda and I believe Jagadananda. Madai became Madhavananda or Madhava? What? Madhavananda even. Oh. Do you know Johnny Rotten, Madhavananda? So good. You have a good, and you are also an authority on this area of life. Yes. So yes. So they became also great devotees. Would you like to know what they did afterwards? Madhavananda and Jagadananda woke up very early. They took their morning bath in Mother Ganga, even when it was a little cold, and they chanted each day 200,000 holy names. This means 2 times 64 rounds. What is this? 128 rounds a day. Each one of them. And do you know what was their mood? They constantly cried for Krishna. They were clearly changed. Do you know what was their vision? How they saw everyone? How they would have seen us? They saw everyone with equal eyes. That means they did not make any distinction between high or low and so on. They only knew one thing. These are devotees of Krishna. They were very, very, very... they thought everyone is dear to Krishna. But from time... But their life was not easy for them. And out of extreme heart pain, they left quite early this world. Because one pain could not go out of their heart. Do you know what pain? A separation? Yes, but no, there is another pain. Yadunandan. Yes, that they had beaten Lord Nityananda. And not only beaten, they dropped. It was, you know, blood came. It was not just... It was something. So this pain, they could not forget. And especially Madai could not forget this. So one day something very special happened. And I want to read to you from the Chaitanya Bhagavat what happened. You must know that Lord Nityananda would walk around in Nadia like a carefree child. He wandered everywhere. He smiled. He was just so blissful. He was clearly not of this world and clearly not concerned with the ways of the world. Lord Nityananda was by nature full of ecstasy and free of pride. Day and night, Lord Nityananda walked through Nadia in the mood of a child. One day, Madhavananda saw Lord Nityananda at a place where there were not many people. So he rushed to him. He grabbed his lotus feet and he cried. It is described that he cried so much that he washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which were maybe very dusty because of walking so much day and night. He washed them with his tears. I think Nanda is a doctor. How much tears this are to wash? I would say 3 1-liter bottles, maybe. How much do you cry when you cry in one session? I mean, a normal person. How many? What would you say? I'm sorry? When you really cry, yes. Very little. Maybe half a glass? Not even? Maybe like this, a glass. So he must have cried liters to wash the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. You can see he was extremely sorry. Then he took a grass in his teeth and he began to offer prayers to the Lord. And it is said that anyone who hears these prayers, there was a great result. I don't find it at the moment. But I remember when I prepared this, there was a great boon. Would you like to hear these prayers? I will give you a selection of the prayers because they are very long. He didn't stop. Just like he didn't stop crying, he didn't stop praying so easily. He opened his prayer like this. O Lord, you maintain everyone in your form of Vishnu. Huh? You know, Balaram is Mahavishnu, and Gabhadakashai Vishnu and Shirodakashai Vishnu. You hold innumerable universes on your hoods. Who is this? Anantashesha. The many multi-hooded snake who carries the planets. You distribute your devotional service. There is no one more dear to Lord Chaitanya than you. Then he said, you are the devotee of Lord Chaitanya and you are the personification, that means the rupa, of pure devotional service. You possess all the potencies of Lord Chaitanya. And then he says a little bit more, what Lord Nityananda does in service for Lord Chaitanya. Do you sometimes feel when you like to serve someone to give him a present which would serve him? You may need new sport shoes, Raj Mohan. Your sport shoes are too old. Then out of love you will purchase a special sport shoes for Raj Mohan. But more love is if you would become the sport shoes on Raj Mohan's lotus feet. Oh, Darshan is in 5 minutes. So Lord Nityananda is like this. He becomes Lord Chaitanya's bed, his throne, his couch, his umbrella, and you are his life and wealth. And then it says, you protect all Vaishnavas and you teach the principles of Vaishnava Dharma. So Lord Nityananda is really the protector. When Madhavananda said this, he became so ecstatic. He just rode on his back. He took the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda on his chest and cried and cried and cried and says, anyone, even the most fallen, he didn't mention Johnny Rotten because he is not very fallen. Even the most fallen who takes your shelter, he can become delivered by your Shakti. So therefore, we should all feel that we want today the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We will end because Darshan is so by saying one prayer. O my Nitai, please shower your mercy on me. All the sadhus say, you are so merciful. You give the right destination to the fallen souls. What more shall I say? You give prema. You are the Lord of our parampara. So I have a hope in my heart. Because you are very merciful. Lord Nityananda's mercy key.
Yeah.
Lord Nityananda's appearance day key.
Yeah.
Go premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna.